Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, it's coming.
Right for us. Right for us.
Hampton, Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Guys.
Hey, hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
An OP show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Well, it is over. 23-10, Vikings beat the Bears. The 2017 season is officially in the record books. 5-11, the Bears finish up. John Fox just ran off the field for the final time as Woo-hoo! Head coach of the Chicago Bears. 14-34. Strong reports. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. The Bears are going to fire John Fox right after the football game today. We'll be monitoring that. Gentlemen, Happy New Year, and a lot to talk about today as the season finally has come to an end.
Well, there are so many things to say about this season, and especially for a team that struggles to even get a first down in the first half, and that's been going on and off all year long. We, again, have a quarterback in Trubisky. This was his 12th start. His 12th start. And it's down in the red zone area, okay? We have four downs. Two of the three. I take that back.
Three out of the four weren't the end zone.
You know who the quarterback was, folks? We're down in the red zone. Cohen, our 5'6" running back. He's at quarterback in back-to-back plays. You know where Trubisky was? He was the wideout.
Decoy.
He was the wideout. Like, we're going to trick somebody, and this is what you imbecilic coaching staff, this is what you come up with? Are you kidding me? That you can't, folks, I really don't have words for this. We gave up an entire draft for this kid, and he's making $29 million this year. And when it comes down to the red zone for a chance for us to even get some points or have a chance of winning, where the hell is our quarterback? He's our wideout.
He's a decoy.
And a 5'6" guy is playing quarterback. You can't make this stuff up.
But, Ed, to make it worse, he has a better quarterback rating than Glennon, who was paid $18 million this year.
You're talking about Tariq Cohen has a better quarterback rating than
Mike
the actual
Glennon.
Starter for the first month of the season under the fool Fox. Folks, I've been told, and you know what, OB? You know, we've got 3 hours, give us a shout, but I just got to tell you, this whole thing, it was an exercise in a surreal exercise of futility. You know, you would think that these buffoons, especially, you know, Dow Loggins and Fox, knowing they're going to get fired, and it's 99.9%, they will, you'd think they'll want to go down swinging, right? And as you said, right there, OB, when it comes to the nut cutting, they don't even play the quarterback they salvaged the future of the club for at the quarterback position. It's insanity.
You can't, Danny, I'm going to tell you something, Glenn, Mark, you can't say that enough. When I saw him in that shotgun, Cohen, back there, and we've had a quarterback that this was his 12th start. Folks, just look from the fifth game on to now. Somebody tell me how magnificently he has improved from week to week to week in his escapability and his ability to read defenses. His throws, inaccurate. This, I'm so damn frustrated.
You're almost speechless.
It's almost hard for me to find words. We got a 5'6" playing quarterback for us in the fourth quarter in the red zone. My God.
You can't make it up. And by the way, folks, remember the game that Trubisky started 3 months ago. 3 months ago was against this very same Minnesota Viking football team. And remember, he had a chance to win the game with the ball in his hands at 2 minutes to go left in the contest, where he throws, makes a really dumb decision and throws it to Hunter Smith for an interception. I didn't see anything resemble that guy today. Did you?
No, he's worse. He was much worse than what he was that first week.
Getting back to Trubisky, we're down there. He's a quarterback. And in free agency, all these receivers that Ryan Pace went and got to bring him in there, and these were the quality receivers. Marcus Wheaton, we bring him in, signed to $11 million.
He almost caught a ball today.
$11 million contract, $6 million guaranteed.
He almost caught it.
And 2 weeks ago, I think it was, he finally caught his third pass. And we're down there on the 15-yard line, 9, 8, 6-yard line, and we can't throw the ball into the end zone. Not one of our receivers can get open. Not this quarterback. He can't find anybody. He can't roll out. This is what you see, folks.
And here's what we're going to do over the next 3 hours. We invite you to call it 312. What's the
312-981-7200.
Thank you, because I was going to say 591, because that's the old number, right, way back when.
I'm glad you're awake, Mark.
But I'm just taking it all in here. Hey, hold on, Kaz. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, also sponsored by Parent Petroleum. 312-981-7200. What are we going to do?
We are going to explain why. First off, okay, John Fox is getting fired. I mean, you would have to be out of your mind not to let this guy go. But Ed and I also would like to point out why Ryan Pace should be fired also, and we'll go through that over the next 3 years or 3 hours. And Dan, I know that you're a realist and you're saying, look, guys, it's not going to happen, but there's enough evidence here to at least get into discussion and have fans talk about this, because really what this guy has done in the three drafts since he has been our general manager,
nothing,
is embarrassing. And we put grades to it from A to an F, you know, like you do a GPA. And the guy got a D minus his first year in 2015, a D in 2016, and a C in 2017.
He's getting better.
So on that pace, in 3 years or 2 years, he's going to have an A potentially. Do you want to wait that long?
Yeah, you're going to hang around and trust him. But here's the other part of it. So folks, what we saw today was borderline inexcusable. But Ryan Pace was complicit in allowing this to go this far. He could have thrown a fit and got this thing stopped sometime, you know, during the course of the season, or even before the season, to allow John Fox and the idiocy of you know, the offensive play calling of Dow Loggins to go the entire season, where, you know, you're thinking they're going to go and crescendo into a grand finale, and this is what we got: a bunch of crap gadget plays by Tariq Cohen. That's it. That's what we built, and we were expecting this flash of greatness and. And the quarterback's not even playing the quarterback position.
And that's what we
it's insanity.
Again, folks, you got, my God, you gave up everything to get this kid, to bring him along. He's the quarterback of the future. Holy cow, and he's playing a wideout.
But here's the problem. Part of the reason they started kicking in with the gadget crap was we didn't get across our 35-yard line until, what was it, the fourth quarter? The first time we got past our own 35-yard line in this football game was the first play of the fourth quarter.
That was a great moment in today's game that I'll always remember personally, when they actually got to midfield. That was huge. Hey, by the way, everyone who's calling in, we got full phone lines, of course, as we always do, which I would like you, when you make whatever you want to say, that's cool, but at the end of it, you should give like a little bit of a goodbye to John Fox. It's one thing, you know, you got to say goodbye to people. He's not going to be here. I think everybody should say their final thoughts to John.
I'll handle that right now. Goodbye, John Fox.
Yeah, hey, don't have to see ya. Yeah. Bye.
On, no callers, don't
nothing.
On the morning show, my last name was Carfox. What's Carfox? I said, get in the car, Fox. We're finding you a new home.
And you don't get to fly home with the team anymore.
I'd love to hear some people say goodbye to
Jeff. We got to give him headphones, too. He's got to take those.
It's true.
I mean, that guy could not work his headphone. I mean, all year long, the guy couldn't figure out how the button worked.
A goodbye gift.
3 years in a row.
This game plan, that this Darryl Loggins, this whole coaching staff, they're going. The only guy that's got a chance is Fangio, our defensive coordinator. I'm going to tell you something. I'm gonna clock this guy Loggins. Who the hell in their right mind at any level would have this guy as their offensive coordinator? Who?
And you know what, folks? I went through a coaching change one time, and we all kind of were looking at each other in the locker room like, this bunch ain't going to be here, but somebody will. Let's try to, you know, fly around and sell who we are, what we can do, you know, and this is what Dow Loggins put out there on the showroom floor, this game plan. It's laughable. It's a joke.
We're going to line up Cohen at quarterback when we get in the red zone because that will trick everybody.
This will go down in the annals of Bear history.
Nobody will know him as
quarterback. You want to talk about massive stupidity, ignorance, or the dumbest, whatever it is. How the hell do you let this happen?
Well, the only guy that showed up today that was actually showing for, hey, you should hire me, Jeff Rogers with the only touchdown of the game, the Bears special teams coach.
And the lamest play that I've ever seen that worked.
I was almost embarrassed. It was so sneaky, so underhanded, so just,
I liked it, though.
Just sneaky. You hide one of your players over on the bench, and then at the last second he runs out to field the punt, and then runs it in because nobody's covering him because they didn't expect him to be on the field. It was I felt him. I was embarrassed for. I was embarrassed.
It was the only way we scored. So let's give him at least credit for being innovative.
Good job, Jeff Rogers. That was.
Hey, that's it. That's a bright spot.
Right.
Look at Mark Carman stepping up, congratulating him for the old sneakery.
I was like, oh my God, here it is. This is a moment. Play ball. Celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. Take a ton of phone calls. We're paying close attention if they actually do get rid of John Wright after the game. There are some reports coming out now that it's going to happen tonight when they get back to Alice Hall, so we'll see.
We're going to find out today. I'm sorry, OB.
No, nothing. I'm
going to throw another name in.
He's going to get fired.
I want to know when. I want to be on that moment.
I'm going to throw another name in there. And it just made it kind of clicked in my head about 10 minutes ago. Depending on the new ownership of the Carolina Panthers and some of the situation that the current head coach has with the starstruck quarterback, Ron Rivera may be somebody that's looking for a new address. Think about that.
We got a lot of names to throw at you all show long as to who could be here next year. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by Chevy. Drive Chicago.com, 312-981-7200. OB, you hang on, buddy.
Alex, you getting an earful?
We'll be here till 6. Final show of the year. Happy New Year. We're on CLTV till 4 and 720 WGN.